Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samechei in Meseches Nazir. Our daf is going to begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Samech Dalid Amid Beis. I'm zochet to learn this with you from the old city in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. We're going to be discussing someone who finds a dead body and the halacha in terms of moving the body and moving the area that's around the body. The halacha is that one is not allowed to move a beis hakvaros. However, as the Mishnah is going to say, if one or two bodies are found, then in such a case, the body is supposed to be transported with the area that's around it. The Mishnah is going to describe what was pretty common in terms of the way in which bodies were buried in different caverns during the time of the Mishnayos. And we will continue on to Amud Beis, continuing on the topic of Safek Tumah V'Tahara that we had begun on yesterday's daf. Let's Beis Hashem begin 5 lines from the bottom on Samech Dalet Amud Beis. Hamoitzi Meis B'Tchila. If an individual finds a dead body that is buried in a courtyard, Mushkav Kedarko. It is lying in its regular way, like the way in which a Yisrael is buried. The Mefarish explains that it is lying down, it's not sitting up, it's not on its head, or it wasn't a victim of murder. On its head also, according to the Mefarish, means that its head was placed in its legs. That was the derech of the Gentiles, how they would bury bodies. So then in such a case, noitloi vest fusasa. You take the body itself, as well as the tfusaso. Tfusaso is the area of dirt, 3 etzpos, as we're going to see later on in our Gemara, around the body. Similarly, shnayim natu es tfusaso. If you take 2, you're allowed to move the body, but you need to take tfusaso. Matzah shlosha, but if you find 3, then the halacha is different. Then it's already considered a beis hakvaros, provided certain halachas. We need to add that this halacha that we're learning over here is only in an instance where there was reason to believe that the individual wanted to be moved from that particular place. However, if the individual was buried there not to be moved, so then in such a case you're not allowed to move him. This is spelled out in Tosas Dibur HaMaskil Natlo. The Tosas says that if we're talking about one body that is known that he wanted to be buried there, you're not allowed to move him. But if there's nimtza, so then it depends on how many bodies are there. And now we go back to the continuation of the Mishnah. Matzah shloisha, but if he finds 3 different bodies, then we assume it's a beis hakvaros. And even if we're not sure that it was that noida boiladash and ishar, that he wanted to stay there, nevertheless, the halacha is that you can't move him, provided that the shlosha are buried in a particular way. Continues the Mishnah, im yesh bein zeh lezeh midalid amos vad shmona amos, if there's a distance between 4 and 8 amos between each dead body, so then areze shchunas kvaros, then it's considered a neighborhood of kvaros, and if that's so, so then in such a case, there's an iser to move them. Bodek heimenu ulahalon esron ama, if we want to check out whether it's considered a shchunas hakfaros, so we check from the mace up until 20 amas. Matza echad b'soif esr mama. If you find one dead body at the end of 20 amas, boydek heimen ulal on esr mama, and then you check another 20 amas, and then what's going to emerge is shereglayim ledavar, that there is enough information over here that this entire area, the broader area, is what we would call shchunas beis hakvaros. Now, in the Masifta edition, they point out that there are many, if you take a look, many different diagrams of different types of beis hakvaros. And within one ma'ara, different opinions exactly how it's laid out, as you can see in those diagrams, the nifter will be, the dead bodies will be between 4 and 8 amos from each other, and the next ma'ara will be within 20 amos. And once you find the ma'ara, you need to check. That's what the words of the Mishnah on the top of Samachim and Aleph are telling us. Once you find that ma'ara, you need to check within 20 amos of that ma'ara. Continues the Mishnah, She'ilu tchila matzah notel ves tfusaso. If you would only find the body, then it could be removed. However, if you check and you find that there are other bodies within 8 amos, and then you check, you might even see that within 20 amos there's another ma'ara of kvaros, of shchunas kvaros, so then of course the bodies cannot be removed. If you check within the 4 and 8 amos, and they weren't three bodies within each other, so then we don't even know that there's shchunas kvaros. If you don't find any other area of bodies, so then in such a case, the individual could be removed if you don't, presuming that you don't know that he wanted to stay there. Begins the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Matzah. It says in the Torah, in the Mishnah, it says in our Mishnah, Hamoitzi Meis Prat L'Matsui. That's coming to exclude something that's called Matsui. In other words, we're only talking about a case of where you happen to have found a niftar, then you're allowed to move it. In contrast, that everybody knows that there's a grave here, then you're not allowed to move the niftar. Meis prat laharug. If the body is found dead, the Mishnah taught us, then the halacha is that you can't move it. However, if it was murdered, it was a body that was murdered, then the halacha is that it can be moved. All of these halachos only apply to someone who died in a regular fashion. In fact, the Mefarish adds, also the cheshbon of whether it has a din of shchunas kvaros does not apply as well. Mushkav, if it was lying down, prat li yoshev. That comes to exclude a body that was sitting up, as we mentioned in the Mefarish. Kedarko, when the Mishnah says it was mushkav kedarko, kedarko is coming to emphasize prat li sheroyshe munach bin yarkoysev, that if the head is sitting between the legs, Tani Ula Bar Chanina, Meis Shechosar, if you have a body that's missing something, Ein Lo Tfusa, so then in such a case, it doesn't have the halacha of Tfusa, that you don't have to move it with the area that's around it. By the way, the halacha is, the Mefarish says, that a body that was murdered also does not have the halacha of Tfusa, Lo Shchunas Kvaros, that doesn't have the halacha of Shchunas Kvaros, V'kolhani Maitayma Lo Amrinan, and why do we say this in all these cases? Dilma Ovi Kochamu, because we're afraid that all of those things might be that it is a Gentile. Seems clear, according to Tosos, that these halachas that we're afraid that it's a Gentile is only in regards to the way in which it's buried. It's Yoshev, Roshev Ben Yarkosav. However, the other examples, Prat Laharig, so then in such a case it doesn't have Tfusa. So Tosos Nibar Maskel Prat points out that's hard to understand why this would be so. And Tosos says maybe it's halach Lamoshe Misina. The Masifta Gemara in the back quotes the Chazon Ish in Olos and Simen Chav Beis of Katan Chav Dalet as saying that the reason why, if he's missing an Aver, he doesn't have the halacha of Tfusa or Shchunas Kvaros, is that if it's missing an Aver, Shanashama Tluyabo, so then in such a case he doesn't have the full status of a dead body. The Gemara continues. We learned Matzah Shnayim. If you have two bodies that are quite close to each other, you find two bodies, one is right next to the next. And the head of the next to the legs of the other. Eilen tfusa, the halacha is that there is no tfusa lo shchunas kvaros. There is no halacha tfusa in shchunas kvaros. Mefarish explains because that's how Ovdei Kochavim are buried. The Ovdei Kochavim would be buried in such a way, so therefore there's no halacha of Shchunas Beis HaKvaros that you're not allowed to move around that area. Matzah Shlosha, if you find three bodies, Ha'echad Yedua, one of them is known. In other words, you had known that one person was buried there. Ushnayim Tchila, but two of them, this is the first time that you had known that they were buried there. Or the inverse. Shnayim tchila, oh shnayim tchila, shnayim yuduim. If you knew that there were two people that were buried there, but also two people that you found out knew. Einlam tfusa, so it doesn't have a din of tfusa, einlam shchunas kvaros, and it doesn't have the halacha of shchunas kvaros as well. Now the fact that it doesn't have a din shchunas kvaros, that makes sense, Because if they had been buried there at the same time as a Shchunas Kvaros, so then in such a case, either we would have known about it or not. So now they've been buried at different times, so there's no reason to believe that all of them were buried b'kfius, and we just chanced upon a couple of them. However, in regards to Einlam Tfisa, so that's really, really hard to understand. And that's why many change the gears over here. It should say Yesh Lahem Din Tfusa, as opposed to what we have in front of us in the regular the Gemara that says Ein lahem din tfusa. If you take a look, there's a star. Some try to change the girsa, and that would be the correct girsa as well. Gemara continues halfway through the Amud and Samechem and Alf Meis Rabbi Yeshiva. There was a story of Rabbi Yeshiva Shebadak Umatza Shnayim Yeduin. He looked into it and he found two that of kfaros that he knew about. The Echad Tchila, and one of them that he did not know about. Ubikish Lasoisen Shchunas Kvaros. And he intended to make them Shchunas Kvaros. In other words, each one is Kone its Makom, and they can't be moved. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Sheva, Kol sheyagata l'rik yagata. All of your attempts to say that this is a Beis HaKvaros, a Shchunas Kvaros, is for vain. Lo amru Shchunas Kvaros, el gimel you do an olishlosha tchila. Either you know for sure that three people were buried here, or you found three people at once. But as we mentioned above, it shows, the fact that we knew about some and not about others, shows that the other ones might have not been buried b'kavana to stay there, and therefore it's not considered a shchunas kvaros. Note lan v'est fusasan, we learn that the halach is that not only do you have to take the dead body, you also take the offer. What exactly, though, is the meaning of tfusa? Hechi dami tfusa. What exactly is tfusa? Amar Rav Yehuda Makra, unesasani mi Mitzrayim. That Yosef HaTzadik asked that his bones be taken from Mitzrayim. Tul imi. Take it with me. What was tul imi? What are the words that preceded? Me'afar Mitzrayim tul imi. That's how Chazal darshan. Tul imi unesasani. Mimitzrayim, so they're darshaning that the words Mimitzrayim are extra. So tuli mi, take with me something from Mitzrayim. And that is the offer Mitzrayim, and that is tfisa. The kama shir tfusa. And what is the shir of tfusa? Pirish Rebbe Lazar, noitel upper ti chuach. You take dirt that is soft, that is around the dead body. V'chofer bipsula gimel etzvos. And you dig inside, and if it was thick ground that had never been cut, broken into before, virgin ground, so then you take three fingers worth. Meisive, we ask the kashva kamer shir tfusa. What is the amount of tfusa? Pirusha blazer metzadet netilas akismin vesaksasos vizorek es havadim uminichin es hasfekos vashar mitzarek. You take the leftover parts of the aron from the maize. From here is mashma that they used to have some type of aron, as well as the area of clumps of dirt under the maize. Zorek es havadoin means we throw away those things that are certainly from ksasos or the kismin. Umeniach es hasfekos, but anything that's of the safek, so then it's from the maize, so then you take it with the dead body. Vashar mitzdarif, and everything else that's obvious that's from the mace, mitzdarif l'rov binyano shel mace, so then we include it as part of the mace, ulerova atzamos, and as well as the majority of bones that we've discussed in the past is rov binyan aguf shel mace, l'melo sarvid rakov. And if there's area that's been decomposed, that is an expression that we've had earlier, and that's a kaf gedola of from the mace, that would be metame be'oa. So everything else would be mitzarif to shir roben yano shel mace or rovat samos or lemale tarvid rakav. Says the Gemara, from this brisa huda amar, from the teaching that we have over here of the brisa, doesn't seem to be entirely consistent with what we had learned earlier from Rebbe Lazar, who is Rebbe Lazar ben Pedas, who said you take three gimel etzpos. Here we said not gimel etzpos. We gave a different thing. You leave aside the kismin the ksasos. What about the three etzbos? No mention of that, according to Rabbi Lazar ben Sadek. Answers the Gemara, Huda Amar is Rabbi Lazar, who's Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas. Ki hai tani, he follows the following tani. Sani v'kamashir tefusa, on Rabbi Yochum Shemanazai, no tofa tefuah, v'chavar besula, shalosh etzbos. So you're right, according to Rabbi Lazar ben Sadek, you don't have this chedmer shalosh etzbos. However, Rabbi Lazar ben Adas holds that you do. We learned in our Mishnah, Boidik himenu, ulahalon esri mama. After you find the shkunas kvaros, then you check another 20 amas to see if there's more of a shkunas kvaros. Amar Rava. Rava describes the following case on the tapa samachayim abeis. Badak upana. He searched in his backyard, and he found the mace, and then he moved it. The halacha is, Naitle vest fusa, so you're allowed to move it as long as you take the shear tfusa. Badak upana, he checked and he found again, and he moved it. Badak ve'ashkach, and then he checks again, and he finds a third time, loy hai mafnile gabi hanich tre. He's not allowed to move this third guy that he found because of the other two. But really, he wasn't supposed to as well move the first two because he found the third. On the other hand, the halacha is that doesn't have to move back these two fellows. And that's what the Gemara means. He doesn't have to move back the two because of the one. Others say, I'm a Rav Kivan Shenasna Rishus Lefanas Mifana Lahon. Once he has permission to move the first two, and now he found the third, and the other two are not there, he's allowed to move the third as well. Asks the Gemara, Vilashavinu Shchunas Kvaris. But why don't we consider Shchunas Kvaris like the first Lashon, and he can't move the third? Amar Eish Lakish, Ila, Matsu, Vitiru, Eretz Yisrael. Even if we have a small reason, we are trying to be mitaher Eretz Yisrael. In other words, since technically the other two are not there, if we could be mitaher Eretz Yisrael, then we're going to try to do all that we can. We learned in our Mishnah, Bodak Masrim Amma Velo Matza, that if they search within 20 Amas, and they don't find any other Shchunas Beis HaKvaras, my, what's the halacha going to be? In other words, we learned in our Mishnah that the halacha is if Baldak Me'asrim Mama and you find. So then we learned the halacha is you check another 20 ounces. What if you don't find? Amar Nasha Bar Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Shkunas Kfaras Maitaima. Says Rav Nasha in the name of Rav, let's analyze. What's the halacha of Shkunas Beis HaKfaros? In other words, this halacha that it's usher to move three mason because of Shchunas Kvaros, that halacha seems to, in of itself, indicate that once you have three Kvaros, it doesn't matter if you don't have a firm proof that there's another Ma'ar over there, nevertheless, you're not allowed to move it. Now, most actually take out the Girsa of Amar Shlokish Matzel V'tiro Eseret Yisrael over here, and therefore the Teretz will be Amar of Menashe Bar Yimam Rav Shchunas Kvaros as a lacha of Shchunas Kvaros. Some even take out my taima, and that would be the Teretz that has a din of Shchunas Kvaros. We begin the new Mishnah 9 lines from the top. Kol Safek Negoim on Samachem Abeis B'tchila Tar. Any time that you have a Safek of Saras in the beginning, you're not even sure if the item is a nega at all, is saras at all. So then the halacha is that it's tar. You follow the cheskes tara. Ad shelo nizkak l'tumah. If we're talking about a case that there was no tumah beforehand, and the kohen hasn't decided, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that a safek nega will be mekel. Mishin nizkak l'toma, but if there already was a nega on the individual, and the kohen was machlit that the guy has a nega, so then sveiko tamik, then we're going to be machmir in regards to this nega. The reason why our Mishnah starts discussing the halachas of negoyim is because on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph We spoke about the chazaka of tahara by a nazir, so we now talk about the chazaka in regards to nagoyim. This mishnah is mentioned in more detail in Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalit in nagoyim. Asks the Gemara, mino ani mili. How do we know that a person has a chazaka that he's tar if he didn't have a nega prior? Amar Yud Amar Rav Amar Kro Lita Roy Oy Lita Moy. Says Vayikri Yigimol Nun Tes by Tumas Nagoyim that person could be tahar for a nega or tamei. Hol Piskel Ba'Kasa B'Tahara Tchila. Since the Torah started first with tahara, we assume that he has this chazaka. But if he already had another nega, why do we assume that he no longer has that chazkas tahara on the second nega? So the Gemara says, if you're going to use latara latamo, that should apply in that case as well. So ela ki itmar Rabbi Yehuda Merav aho itmar. We have to say that Rabbi Yehuda Merav's teaching was on something else. Now some halachos in regards to negoyim. So the halacha that differentiates when it comes to a nega, the order in which different parts of the nega appear. There are three types of simanim that apply to Hilchos Negun. Number one, if you have two sa'aros levanos on a nega, so that would be one type of tuma. The second type is mare basar chai besocha nega. And the third type, is pisyon. That is the spashtus of a nega. These are three different types of negoyim. Now the halacha would be as follows. In baheres kadma l'seir lavan. In regards to the simin tumah that we mentioned, that if you have a seir lavan, two saros lavan shebenega, that halacha applies only if the baheres were kadma seir lavan. However, v'im seir lavan kodim l'baheres, if the seir lavan precedes the baheres, tahar. Safek is tameh, and the halacha is that this is also a mishnah in Negoyim Perek Dal Mishnah Yir Aleph. The halacha is if the seir lavan is kol nemeres is tar. Safek we learned is tameh. Rabbi Yeshua Amar keha, and Rabbi Yeshua says keha, my keha. So that's very very unclear. What does that mean? On Rabbi Yehuda keha v'tahar. Rabbi Yehuda says that nega, this nega as well of Safek, if we're not sure if the Baheres was Kodemes L'Seyer or the Seyer was Kodemes L'Baheres, that the Tanakhama says that you have to be Mathir, we view it Kea, that's vague. Vague and Tar. V'dilma Kea V'tame, maybe it's vague and Tame. That's when Rav Yehuda Merav had his teaching. Am Rav Yehuda Merav, Am Akro L'Taro Yer L'Tame. My whole possible case of Tara Tchila. So in the case of you have a shadow of the weather, the Seir was Kodim Beheres, or Beheres Kodim Seir. So then in such a case, the halacha is that one could go Likula. Be'ezer Hashem, since tomorrow's daf is the last daf in Maseches Nazir Baruch Hashem, we will, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, pick up with Beshiva Drachim Boitkin Es Hazov. We will pick up with that on the bottom of Daf Samachei on the base. And yes, tomorrow's daf will be a short daf in the Siyum HaMasechta. Let's Be'ezer Hashem review today's daf. We discussed the halachos of Motzi Meis and the Shir Tfusa. There are two opinions about what area of the Meis has to be moved. And we paskin, based on our Mishnah, the Gemara in Samachayim and Aleph has a discussion whether the halacha is this way. And the Gemara says that this is the opinion of Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, that you have to take the area when you're allowed to move the Niftar, you have to take the offer that's around the Niftar. There is an opinion, Rabbi Lazar ben Tzadok, that says you don't have to take that area, but we follow that opinion. When are you allowed to move a dead body and when are you not allowed to move a dead body? That's what the Mishnah tells us, that if you find three bodies in a Beis HaKfaros, the halacha is that you have to leave them there. That's considered Shekhunas Kfaros, and then you have to check 20 amos from that Shekhunas Kfaros to see, to make sure that there is no Shekhunas Kfaros. The Gemara tells us some exceptions of a Niftar that creates a Shekhunas Kfaros and has the halacha of Tfusa. First of all, he's buried like a Gentile, head in the between the legs, or sitting, so in such a case he would not do it. Also, the halacha only applies in a case of where you chanced upon the Niftar. If the Niftar was known to be there, then you're not allowed to move him, even if he's by himself. If the niftar does not have all of his parts of his body with him, then it's called, if it's a harug, it's a meis shechaser, and meis shechaser doesn't have tfusa. Tosa says that you have to say that that is halacha l'moshe misina. The Gemara has some sveikos, and the Gemara concludes that it must be, according to most opinions, according to Rabbi Akiva, you need to have gimel yuduin, that you have to know that these three people were buried together in order for it to be a shchunas hakaras, or you find three people together. What happens if you knew of one person and then later you find others? According to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't combine. Finally, we learned the halachas of safek negayim, and we concluded when it came to hilchos negayim that the halacha is that safek is going to be tar in a particular case because exeris hakasa l'taro l'tamo, even though the many cases of negoim, if you have a question of whether there was a cheskas tahara in the individual, so then in such a case, then there we will go l'kula. But if it was niskak l'tuma, if you already had a nega somewhere else, then we go l'chumra. The one exception, l'taro l'tamo, teaches us if you had a suffix of whether the seir came before the beharis, in such a case it's tahar, but you're not sure if the seir came before the beharis or the beharis came before the seir, then we have the gzeres hakasa l'taro l'tamo that says that we always go l'kula. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Hei in Maseches Nazir.